From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jimmy Hoppe. Here's your latest news this morning from all over Delmarva. With the danger of bird flu, hunters on Delmarva are being urged to take extra precautions. The duck and goose seasons may be over in Delaware and Maryland, but snow geese are still fair game. Just last week, birds killed by hunters in Pennsylvania tested positive for bird flu. If you find a sick or dead bird here on Delmarva, you're urged to report it to your state's Department of Natural Resources, and if you need to remove a dead bird, use disposable or washable gloves and double bag it. Businesses on Delmarva have an opportunity to learn how to build strong relationships with local government agencies. Called a reverse trade show, Warwick Community College is providing resources to learn about the bid and proposal process with public agencies. Workforce training and professional development opportunities are also included. The reverse trade show is free to attend March 12th, 1 to 4 p.m. at Warwick Community College. A horse that fell through the ice of an upstate New York pond was saved by rescuers who pulled together fiercely on ropes to free the animal from the frigid water. Body camera footage from responding Saratoga Springs police officers show the team of police and civilians grunting and straining to pull the horse named Sly from a hole in the ice late Monday afternoon. The horse's owner says Sly was able to get on his feet after several minutes. Sly was initially hypothermic, but had recovered enough Wednesday to go back home. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and 4 and the WBOC News at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Jimmy Hoppe.